On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge.
Let's let this song play out. It should only be about 15, 20 minutes.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me.
The song goes on and on. Welcome back to John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Great having you with us. Yesterday, late in the show, so you may have missed it if you weren't listening to all 3 hours, I contrasted the Democrats' program to bring down crime and gun violence, three bills that they're suggesting, with the Republican plan, three bills. The Democrats' plan is as follows. They would ban AR-15s, America's most popular rifle, and similar-looking rifles. They would require you to get a permit to buy a gun, which to me means that they would be turning a right into a privilege that you would need to get a license for. And thirdly, they would make it easier for people who have been wounded or have a loved one who's been wounded or killed to sue the manufacturer of the firearm. That's the Democrats' anti-crime agenda. Nothing about criminals, nothing about consequences. All of the restrictions are aimed at law-abiding people and legal corporations. And we got the Republican plan. The Republican plan would have includes three bills. One would make it easier for law enforcement to pursue criminal suspects by car. The police chase legislation would be of a couple of years ago would be changed. Another would make possession of hard drugs a felony once again. And the third would restore the crime of second-degree robbery to the list of three strikes. Three strikes, you're out, was amended 3 years ago to take out the crime of second-degree robbery, which is a violent robbery or a robbery with a threat of violence. Linda Wilson, who is one of the Republicans' top point people on the issue of the budget, is also a leader in the anti-crime movement. So those are the Republican bills to bring down crime and violence. Linda Wilson, it's good to have you on the show. Thanks for making the time.
Well, thank you so much.
Linda represents the Vancouver, Southwest Washington area in the state Senate. You have a particular interest in restoring three strikes, you're out, bringing back second degree robbery.
I do. We have a guy down here who murdered a 14-year-old and was put in prison for life, or supposed to be life. And he was resentenced because of this, because of the bill that they passed last year, which was retroactive. And so he was able to go in and get resentenced. And so now he'll only be serving about 27 years. He wound up with about another 7 years in the resentencing. But he should be in for life. And so, yes, I dropped the bill to do just what you said, to restore the second-degree robbery to, in fact, to the three strikes. Well, because it's not just him, but we have about 100 people across the state that are violent criminals like this that could be let out.
Okay, well, full disclosure, I was the leader of the Three Strikes, You're Out campaign.
Right, I remember.
Back in the early 90s. And since Three Strikes You're Out and a companion initiative, Hard Time for Armed Crime, which hits you with extra criminal sentences if you commit a crime while armed. Since they passed in the early to mid-90s, violent crime for 20 years in this state went down about 50%. Mm-hmm. And then it began to tick back up when Democrats had solid majorities in both houses and the governor was signing their reform bills. And so now we have an epidemic of violence. It's been it's growing at a faster clip than any time since the late 80s and before that, the late 60s.
Yep.
And the Democrats' response to it, again, is to make AR-15s and similar type rifles illegal. Keep in mind, the vast, vast majority of violent crimes committed with guns are committed with pistols, not rifles. Secondly, make it easier to sue the gun manufacturers. And thirdly, to require you to get a permit to exercise a constitutional right. You don't appear too enamored with any of those ideas.
No. No, and New York just had the case, right? The Supreme Court just ruled on whether or not they would be, it would be a shall versus a may issue state, right? And that's basically what they're doing with the, that was the Bruin case. So basically, that's what they're doing here with the permit, which is, you know, what they just did in Oregon, and it's on hold. Because if it's anything like Oregon, we won't have the capabilities of doing what those permits are going to be required to do, which is, you know, qualify for some shooting test and those kind of things that are only issued, the permits would only be issued by the government, and the training would only be issued by the government, and there's no government settings that can give you the training right now. That's what's happening in Oregon.
Well, moreover, let me recite from the Washington State Constitution. It's actually stronger than the U.S. Constitution when it comes to gun rights. This is Section 24, Article 1. You're very familiar with it, Senator Wilson. The right of the individual citizen to bear arms in defense of himself or the state shall not be impaired.
Correct. Yep. It is much stronger than our Second Amendment, our U.S. Second Amendment.
So having Jay Inslee and other anti-gun politicians, few, if any, are gun owners or are familiar, really, with firearms. You can always tell because when they try and outlaw certain types of weapons, usually their definition of said weapons is borderline incoherent. They are trying to say, in fact, this is Jay Inslee. You need a license to drive a car. In the state of Washington, you need a license to go fishing. It's time you get a license to make sure you have safety training to purchase a gun. Well, it is, legally speaking, technically, a privilege to drive on the streets and highways of Washington, which is why you need a license. It is, technically speaking, a privilege to fish in the rivers and lakes and off the coast of Washington, because fisheries are a managed resource, so you need a license, a permit to do that. A constitutional right is not a privilege.
That's right. It's a inalienable right, right? You do not need a license for an inalienable right. That's
so,
correct.
So it's interesting that Jay Inslee, who is a lawyer, I'm not saying he's a good one, but he does have a law degree. You would think he would make that distinction. He is not doing so.
Well, but, and there's other cases where the Constitution doesn't matter to them either, right? I mean, when you talk about like the capital gains income tax,
great point.
That's unconstitutional, right? And
brazenly
it doesn't matter.
So.
They want to be sued, right?
Great point, Linda. Okay, so here's a suggestion I'd like to make to you. The Democrats are not going to buy off on any of these bills. They're not going to support a restoration of three strikes. They are not going to support making drugs a felony again. And they're not going to support changing in any meaningful way the police pursuit law, and even though there's momentum to do that. So what if the Republicans filed these bills and then also simultaneously filed them as initiatives?
Well, if it works like what they do, anything that doesn't get through the legislature, they will file as an initiative. And that's how we've wound up with 594 and 1652. Is that right? Yeah. And so that seems like that's a good idea.
Well, just file it. And so while you are arguing for it, and the Democrats will try and shut it down, they probably won't even give any of these very good bills that really would bring down crime and violence. They probably won't even give them a hearing because it would expose their hostility to getting tougher on illegal drugs, to getting tougher on criminals who run away, to getting tougher on repeat violent criminals. It would expose them, and they don't want that exposure. So, again, why not file them concurrently as initiatives and, you know, let them ignore these bills at their peril?
Right. Well, that's not a bad idea. I mean, that's what's worked before. You know, I also have the bill that will increase a penalty for stealing a firearm. I've run that now for 3 years in a row.
What are the current penalties, and what would your bill strengthen them to?
It increases about a couple of years on if you're stealing a firearm, and then there was another one if you stole a firearm in the course of or if you used a firearm in the course of a felony. Then of course that would increase. That was another bill that was run.
I love that idea. I've been arguing that for years. The overwhelming majority of guns used in the commission of a crime are illegally possessed or illegally obtained, and there should be dramatically higher penalties for both. What is the number of that bill, Linda?
I don't have that on me right now.
Would you email it to me at john@kvi.com?
Okay.
Email it to me, please. John. You don't even need my last name on this one. John@kvi.com.
Okay.
I'd love to let our listeners know a lot more about that bill as well. Linda Wilson, who is fighting on behalf of victims and on behalf of restoring the rule of law and reducing crime and violence in the state of Washington. Thanks for joining me this morning, Senator Wilson. And I hope you have a terrific Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
All right. That is Senator Linda Wilson.